This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Each week, we bring you a podcast hosted by the sisters and your new best friends.
If you feel like you need something to do, then buckle up, baby, we got news for you.
My name is Kayla B.
And I'm Stacey K. Turn up the radio, cause you know it's Tuesday.
Don't hold back, keep it real, so let's pump each other up and take over the world together.
I have to call my sister.
Literally,
welcome to another week of I Have to Call My Sister. These are your sisters and your new best friends, Stacey and Kayla, here reporting live.
You say sister.
Sisters.
Sister. You're like, you have to call my sister.
Yeah, I do. I have to call my sister.
You had a bubble on your upper lip from the aha you were just drinking, and then you rubbed your lips together, and then the bubbles were on both lips.
That's disgusting. Is it gone now?
Yeah. Okay. So last week,
what do you say? Sister.
You're like sister.
Sister.
Oh, sister.
What? I'm
like,
so
sound like a nerd. Yeah, like I'm sister.
I have to call my sister. Yeah. I think I could do the apparently.
Yeah, you are.
I sound like the apparently guy.
Good. Yeah.
Apparently, I've never been on television before, and apparently, I'm here on live TV. Apparently,
you do. Sometimes you do talk like him without meaning to,
and look like him.
Anyway, you've heard for the last 2 weeks us talk about our very sexual, sex-filled weeks of on the cruise ship.
And I'm stressed, personally, because of Mark's whole thing.
Yeah, so explain what he did.
Well, so here's the thing. You all have to remember, Mark is my husband, right? So he knows what he's in for. It's all I have to say. And he loves me for who I am. But then sometimes he comes out with an opinion and it makes me insecure and stresses me out and it makes me mad at him. So we're about to release the episode about like the cruise ship. And he always says that he wasn't listening, but I swear he must sit at the top of the stairs and listen to
100%.
The whole episode.
He always, like, after we're done recording, he always, like, goes over the episode, but then is like, I wasn't listening. I just heard that part. And it's like, and then if we bring up another part, he has something to say about it.
Yeah, like, so you just happen to be listening to
every part we were talking
in
about.
In the hour. Yeah. And then I think all he's trying to do is see if we talk about him. Because he knows that, like, for example, right now he's not here. He'd be, like, listening hard at the top of the stairs.
Oh, yeah. But I do, I understand what he's saying. He's basically saying, like, I have a career. I am, like I didn't sign up for this podcast. So you guys, like, talking about me just because you're so open and you talk like this way doesn't mean that he's okay with it, which I get.
Yeah, and he's always, like, so stressed that we're going to say something. And, like, he's like, what if, for example, you're talking about the sex cruise and you said, like, oh, Mark, he'd come on. I know he'd come on or something like that. He'd come on the sex cruise with me. And I'm like, I didn't say that, nor do I even know the answer to that. And he's like, well, don't say it.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, whatever. No, I didn't say what his answer was or not.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he basically sat Kayla and I down upstairs and he was like in the most passive aggressive trying to pretend that he wasn't making it a big deal. He's like, yeah, I'm just, like, shocked you guys, whatever. Like,
yeah, like the fact that you talked about, like, the fact that you admitted you sat in the room for an hour and 45 minutes is literally shocking. And I'm like, what?
Like, what do you mean shocking? He's like, oh, no, it's fine. I'm just saying, like, I personally would never admit that, like, I went in a room and watched people for an hour and 45 minutes have sex. And
like, we're he's like, you just walking into the room is shocking enough. So to admit that you were in there for an hour and 45 minutes is, like, psychotic. And we're like, okay, so what are you trying to say here? And then he just, like, went on and on about how it ended up. He thinks the episode was so inappropriate. He thinks
it's inappropriate,
like, that we're admitting it.
He thinks it's inappropriate that we're admitting it. Yeah. Or yeah, that we're talking about it on a podcast. He's like, you know, the internet is forever.
Okay, but then I got some feedback from, like, people at my work and some friends, and they actually thought our episode before this on the cruise ship was more
inappropriate,
which I don't even remember talking about anything inappropriate.
Mom was like, mom phones me, like, right after I was all insecure and mad at Mark. P.S. Like, I get it. I do get it. I am this wild wife that is, like, a singer and, like, talks about going on, like, swingers cruises and stuff. Like, I get it. And he's a teacher, guys. Like, he does have to be careful. And then the thing is, people at his work will be like, oh, I love your wife singing. Oh, she has a podcast. And he's like, oh, great. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, I get it. So, like, he's not that much of a dick, but in the moment he was.
Did you say of a dick?
Of a dick.
Oh, my God. He's not a dick.
He's, like, not that much of a dick, but in this moment he was making me really insecure.
He was just being honest and saying he
no, No, he wasn't being honest. That's what was bugging me. He was being passive aggressive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, it's fine.
Which is the worst.
It's fine that you did it. I'm just saying, like, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ugh. Get over
but
it.
But the thing that we kept saying was it's not the reason why we don't think it's bad, and I know that I know that we're right, is because we're not saying like, oh, we watched sex and we were so turned on. We're just telling the thing about just literally what we saw.
Like we're just retelling a story
telling
that
you
we witnessed.
What we saw. Yeah.
Yeah.
And why is that so crazy? I guess it was crazy. Our choice that we sat in there for an hour and 45
minutes. It was our choice that we went to the Red Room as sisters that are we're not on the Swingers group.
So it was our choice to people watch for 6 hours a day.
Yeah.
And see all the
we weren't like forced to go sit in the Red Room.
That's true.
So Mark's like, oh, you're just admitting it.
Yeah.
But then I get a phone call from mom right after the episode. She's like, loved the episode today.
I'm like, I know. She's used to us. That's why though.
Then I was like, see, my mom is fine with it, but she also birthed us.
Yeah. But she would never say any of the stuff that we say. So I don't know why she's so okay with it.
She would never, ever go on this cruise. She would never go in the Red Room. None of this stuff.
So why is she so accepting?
She's like, it was fine. Like she.
Yeah. But you know what one person at my work said, which I'm like, I feel like I disagree with you.
What?
She said, like, we weren't descriptive enough. She's like, I felt like I wanted more.
Okay, listen. We have careers to think about.
Yeah. I feel like we really described a lot. Like,
yeah, we said enough.
Yeah. So you'll have to go to a different podcast if you want that.
There are some specific podcasts of people that describe their exact experience on the ship. There are sex podcasts. I'm saying like people that were like having, you know what, on the ship, sex.
You know what? We've said it
now. I'm trying to be
40 times.
Now I'm trying to be PG. They were having.
You know what?
I remember I told you that I was like, I don't think it's a big deal. Like what I did, like we're just retelling the story. So I just want to tell everybody. So like people like, you know, at Starbucks will be like, how was your weekend? I'm like, if you only saw, I was on a swingers cruise. Like but then once Mark said that, I started being more.
No, you had like your shot the next day, like from your doctor.
No, this is what I was going to tell you. Not my shot. I had physiotherapy for my foot. And I'm like, okay, fine. I won't tell my physiotherapist.
That's literally what she said. Mark was in the middle of saying this. And she's like, Mark, I was planning on tomorrow telling my physiotherapist. I guess I won't be doing that anymore. And he's like, what? Like he's just in shock.
Twist of the story. You told my physiotherapist.
What did
he
say?
And he loved it.
Yes. He's a guy, just approved.
He's a guy from Serbia. And he's just like, he's like 6'7" or something like this. And he's just like, tell me more. Like he was like, he thought it was the craziest story he's ever heard. He's like, and then he called in another guy that works there and they were laughing so hard. I was like, it was the most shocking thing I've ever seen.
Well, and then like your friend today, Tammy, she was just here. Your friend. She's also my friend. But she was like, the reason why she didn't find it as shocking as Mark made us believe it was because this is a thing that exists, like sex, like rooms and whatever. They exist in Toronto. They exist in other cities. This was just our first experience with it. So it's actually for people that are swingers and people that live that lifestyle, like that's nothing to them.
No, no.
So shut up, Mark.
So shut up, Mark.
Idiot.
I get it, Mark. But he was bugging me so much. And we were laughing and I was like, so what's your point? Should we delete it? And he's like, no, it's just, you know, it's your decision. And I was like, oh my God.
You're like, I'm going to break up with you. Like, you're so mad. Okay, so I swear we'll be done after this episode talking about this frigging cruise. But we still have so many more stories to tell. And these ones aren't even like sexual. There's one thing that's maybe sexual, but that's
And we thought like this is probably the craziest thing that's ever happened to us in our entire life, so like why rush through it? Like let's just I love letting people know these weird things that happen to us and we might as well talk about it. So you're getting the finale, the last part of our cruise ship today. We might not even talk about it the whole episode. We'll see what happens. But anyway, this is the last bit of stories that happened on our journey.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
The first story that we're going to tell that first of all, this episode is going to be just random story to story because there's rhyme or reason to anything. These are just our jotted notes. I thought this was hilarious. I don't know if it's going to be, I don't know if we're going to be able to describe it in the way that we felt in the moment, but let's just try.
Okay.
So just to paint the picture, when are we going to talk about like the part one and part two of this story? So to paint the picture, there is like a pool deck and that's where all the partying is happening. And there are those like layout, not lawn chairs. What are they called? Like beach chairs, those flat long ones that you can like lay your body and lean it back or forward. And there's a whole bunch of those surrounding on the second floor, surrounding the party area that you can people watch. So these seats are like prime. Like if you want to just sit there and people watch all day, you have to get one of these seats. Okay. 80% of them are empty, but they all have these friggin' towel clips. So like, I don't know if you guys know what this is, but it's like these little clips on the, that you can put on the top of your chair so that your towel doesn't blow away.
They look like chip clips.
But people put them there to try to like save their seat or whatever.
Yeah.
So you're walking around looking for these seats, but then you're like no one has been here for an hour, but these chip clips are on the top. Like, so I guess we can't sit there, but it's
and we know this because we would come out and we'd be like people watching just standing. And then we're like those people, we've literally been here for an hour now and we've nowhere to sit. And like none of those people have come.
But all the so many chairs are empty. Okay.
And let me point out. So like I said, how I call it the manual that we got every single day.
It was just the schedule of the day.
The schedule of the day. It was my favorite thing to get. I would read the schedule of the day. And on the one part I saw it said, if you have a, we'll say beach chair, whatever it's called, you're not allowed to save your seat for longer than 30 minutes. So, and then it said, if it's empty for longer than 30 minutes, they'll take their stuff and bring it to the front desk. And that's where they have to collect their belongings. So
we're like, it's written.
I'm now like obsessed over this fact. And I'm like, okay, now it's been like an hour that this, and when I say like, there's probably a total of on the upper deck, 500 chairs, like in total.
Yeah.
And then like the good seats, there's maybe like 100 in the first row. All 100 are taken, like
empty,
but empty. So there's like, so I went over to this one older like man and woman and I'm like, hey, are these seats taken? And they're like, oh yeah, like our friends are sitting. I'm like, okay. Went over to another person. I was like, hey, are these, and when I'm saying, are these seats taken? It's like a row of 10 and they're like, yeah, it's all taken, whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so frustrating.
And then we sit there for 4 hours and then realize like those people have never come back.
Yeah.
So I find two empty chairs with no clips on them, nothing on them. There was a scrumpled up towel like at the bottom of one of them. And I'm like, this seat kind of sucks, but it's our only option.
Yeah, because it was like behind this pillar and we didn't have all views of people watching for like where we were sitting. So it was annoying.
No other option. Yeah. So I sat in these chairs. I called Kayla over because we were both kind of like broke up to try to see like if we could get one or the other chair, whatever. Got these two chairs. We're sitting in the chairs for maybe like an hour, people watching at this point.
Yeah.
So we're sitting in the chairs. We're like have our sunscreen on, like we're just watching whatever.
And we're still obsessing over those other chairs, still not filled. Like at this point now, we've been out on the deck for 2 hours and still no one has sat in any of these seats.
But at least we know we have our two chairs. So we're sitting in our chairs and then Kayla gets like a tap on the shoulder and a woman behind her says,
excuse me, those are my seats. And I'm like, oh, and I right away I like grab your leg.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sorry, what do you mean? Like, these are your seats? She's like, those are my seats. Like, that's where we were sitting. And then we were like,
okay, remember, we've been in these seats for an hour. Okay.
And so Stacey like turns to them and she's like, oh, sorry, you're actually not allowed to save seats. And she's like, but this is my bag. And she like picks up this bag that's literally like underneath the chair beside us, like at the back, like not even close to where I'm sitting. And Stacey's like, oh yeah, like sorry, we didn't see that bag, but like this is our chair.
She's and like, then, okay, but these are my seats though, so please move.
Yeah. And she's like, I even dragged these chairs over to this spot from back there. And I'm like,
and then we're like, oh, we've been here for like an hour. Like, yeah, what's happened? She's like, we just went in to get some food.
No. She what? Said, Stacey goes, you can't save seats. And she goes, I wasn't saving the seats. We just went in and got food. And I said, that is saving seats. That's exactly what it is. And she's like, Well, no, like we need to say, and then Stacey's like, yeah, sorry, there's nothing we can do. Like, we're not moving, basically.
And at this point, I'm so uncomfortable because once again, I am the singer of the ship. So like, if she happened to go see my show, she knows that this singer is just arguing with her. Yeah, and
that's what made everything so much more uncomfortable because Stacey was a singer, so she had to like be on her best behavior. Oh,
if I wasn't, like I would be like speaking my mind a little bit
but
more.
But you just were like very politely declining. Oh, you're like, sorry, so sorry, like, no, we're not moving.
Can you imagine you're in a movie theater? You're watching the movie. 45 minutes into the movie, someone comes over and goes, excuse me, those are my seats.
Yeah.
Like, what?
That's even a more reasonable explanation because there's like you have your numbered seats.
No, if they're not numbered.
It's like a free-for-all.
It was a free-for-all, nothing on the chair. Like, this woman was insane. And then she
grabs her bag and like walks away so mad. Like, her and the guy are just like fuming. They walk down, they go to the other side of the ship, which we can still see. Sorry, the other side of the deck, which we can still see her, and they're just glaring
they
at us.
They did not take her eyes off us once, and Kayla said, we're in a stare down.
Yeah, and then Stacey wanted to go get a freaking coffee. I was like, you can't leave me here. This is not, no. Because then I'm like, she's so mad that she's probably going to prove a point, come over, take the one seat. I'm going to be awkward sitting
here. You can't
there.
Save seats. She's going to say, oh, my sister was just getting a coffee. And then she goes, but the thing is, it's like, if you're there, you could probably save the seat, kind of, which brings us to our next issue.
Yes.
So
there's this guy that, just to point out as well, earlier on, in this day, he was currently in like a belly flop competition down on the deck. Like
he had no pants on.
He had no pants on, no shirt. He's very attractive.
Very attractive.
They're like getting him to do belly flops, whatever. He's just crazy. And then he comes up and
he looks like a bro. He's like got like icy.
But older, like
icy blue eyes. Let's say
very icy.
39, 40.
I would say 45.
Really?
Yeah. He was
was very muscular.
Yes.
Very, he had like some
facial
scruff.
Hair.
Yeah. He was very, like, he looked like a movie star for sure.
Very attractive.
So we're just trying to paint the picture. So he is now, everybody loves him because he was the winner of the belly flop competition. So he has hundreds and hundreds of fans on this ship. And then this happened.
So he comes up and he's about 10 seats down from our crap seats that the lady just tried to take back. So he's another one that we're obsessed with watching because we're like, there's an entire row there in between a bunch of people. Like, there's so many seats open where he is. And so I'm like, as soon as someone like leaves, we got to get those seats because they were like the prime seats.
Like,
whatever.
If someone packs their chip clips up or towel clips, whatever they're called, and puts them in their bag and packs any sandal that was left on the thing and packs their bag, we're taking the seat.
So at this point, he's standing up in front of the chairs and behind him are just chip clips for like, I would say 15 of them.
Seats, like a row of 15.
So
empty.
I'm like, Stace, when someone grabs those chip clips, like we were so annoyed at this point about these damn chip clips, but we're like, if someone gets them, I'm taking their seat. So this man and wife come over and they
pack their things,
grab their bags, get their chip clips. There's two chairs open. I'm like, perfect, this is our time. So I get up, I go over to the chair, and I'm like fixing the chair up to sit in it. And he turns around, he's like, oh, no, sorry, these seats are taken. And I was like, well, I said, like, they just left, like, they just packed their stuff. He's like, yeah, no, sorry, like, I'm saving these for all of my friends. And I'm like, well,
we've been here for 2 hours.
And I was like, actually, the manual says that you can't actually save seats. And he's like, yeah, sorry, like I am saving them. And I was like, but we've been sitting here for hours now and nobody has been sitting in these seats. And I said, these two seats, the chip clips were taken off. So I'm like, now they're really not sitting in the seats. And he just kept being like, yeah, no. And then he's like, you need to get up earlier next time then if you want to get these seats. And I'm like,
Okay, but wait, I'm sitting in the other seat still just in case something happened because I was like, the lady's going to come snatch her seats or whatever.
Yeah.
And I can't hear them, but I can see Kayla's hands going, okay?
Yeah.
And then Icy Blue Eye Hawkeye, his hands are like up doing these things. I'm like, they're in a full-fledged fight right now.
Yeah. So then I said to him, I said, but you're not allowed to save seats. And he just kept being like, okay, well, I am. And I'm like, so I said, you understand how rude that is, right? And he's like, yep, no, I totally get it. And I'm like, but you're going to just continue being rude. You're going to continue being rude and like save all these seats that nobody's sitting in. And we just have to like go sit in the crappy ones over there. And he's like, yeah, sorry, like there's nothing I can do. And I was so mad. But as I'm like so mad, one, I'm like, you're the hottest human being. Two, he's arguing the way that I would argue back at myself. So I was like, he's literally not giving me like he's saying good things. Like, he's just like, yeah, no,
like, yeah, yeah, I know it's rude. I know it's rude.
And he's like, yeah, I've been here since 6:30 a.m. It sucks, but it is what it is. Like, and I was like, I can see if you were saving maybe like 4 seats, but I'm like, you are saving an entire row that nobody has been sitting in. And he's like, yeah, yeah, there's nothing I can do. And I was like, okay, well, you're rude. And then I walked away.
Comes over to me, Stacey. I'm like, I'm the singer.
Yeah. And then I was like, he's literally just refusing to give it to us. He's so rude, whatever. And then Stacey's like, well, what did he say? I'm like, he's literally just saying no. Like, there's nothing we can do. And I was like, whatever. Like,
Mark's like, what if you just sat in the seats? It's like, that would have been.
Because we would have been sitting beside him.
And he would have, like, I don't know, pushed us out or something. I don't know. Like, it was too scary to do that. I'm not doing that.
Well, it's just awkward. You don't want to be
beside
like,
him. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I could have just been like, nope, I'm going to just sit here. But I was like, no,
we would have been burning the whole time. Like,
for sure. I was burning a row down from him and I was like dying. Anyways, 5 minutes goes by. And another couple leaves and he comes over to us and he goes, hey, ladies, just so you know, that couple, they said that they're going to go for a nap so you can take these 2 seats. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, we'll take that. And I'm dying. And I'm like, we're like quickly gathering our stuff
up. And then I'm overcompensating. I'm like, yeah, you know, those ones over there just kind of suck. So sorry for the confusion there with my sister. Like, I did that, didn't I? I was like going so loud.
And remember when? Oh. I was like, after, like, within the 5 minutes, I was like, he's so rude and whatever. And then I was like, if we were like one of those girls that were wearing like next to nothing and like was like super hot and like went over and like, can we, like, I bet you he would have said, yeah, you can. And then Stacey's like, yeah, I am in pants right now. And we literally had on like full clothes. We were trying to people watch. I was like hanging my mouth open. Yeah. I think we had like some snacks.
I had
like
a dessert. I was shoveling down my mouth.
And we're like, these two like girls were like, hey, we're going to take your seats. And he's just like, no. Like,
of course he doesn't want to give us his seats to sit directly beside him. And all like, these other girls are like putting suntan lotion on. And like, they're like highlights and they're like trying to tan. And like, they're like, maybe I'll take my shirt off. And we're in full Wednesday Adam attire. I'm shoving popcorn and tarts down my throat.
You're like, give me your seat.
Like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I'm all burnt from yesterday. And I'm like white and I'm a pink person with like full sneakers
I'm all burnt
on.
From yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we literally have full shoes, full clothing.
Actually, in the manual, it says you can't save seats for more than 30 minutes. So my sister and I are going to sit here. Like we're not even, we came as, he didn't know I was the singer. So we came as just a couple on a swingers ship. Just two sisters in full Wednesday Addams clothes.
Yes, being like, I was saying my sister. Oh my God, that's so funny.
You came on a cruise with a swingers cruise with your sister, you weirdo. Go get a
just
tan.
Fully clothed.
Why
with
are
my
you
sister.
So white wearing a black yeah. outfit? Like, of course he didn't want to give us the seats.
Yeah, so then 5 minutes goes by, he lets us take the seats, and we're like stumbling, trying to get out of the seats, grabbing our things.
Plus, like, trying to be like, actually, you want us to sit beside you. Yeah, we're fine. Yeah. Like,
so we were, we overcompensated. We're like, oh, thank you so much, whatever. Then we were sitting there and we were like dying for the first 5 minutes because we were awkward sitting there right with him.
But he
and
wanted
then,
to leave so bad. This I know. Is the thing. He was trying to prove a point by not leaving, but he needed to go get something. So he's like, oh, I'm just going to quickly. And then all of a sudden he was gone.
He was gone for hours. Because then we sat there for hours in the chair. Whatever. It ended up being fine. All
we had a great
well.
Spot. Great spot.
Yeah. So then.
So we already have been in arguments with the first Karen lady and now the really hot guy. And I'm like, great. I'm the singer on the ship. And we at least we have our people watching chair.
Yeah. Okay, so then we were like, okay, so this is the one thing that we'll talk about quick that sucked about this cruise was because it was a charter cruise, because a company rented the ship for a week, it wasn't like a normal cruise.
We talked about this last week, like where
we
like,
did?
We couldn't watch the movies.
Oh,
like,
okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So a couple days where we were, what is it called when you're at port or something?
At sea.
Oh, at sea. We booked
the opposite.
Some excursions and.
Oh, no, sorry. When we got to the port. Sorry, I see
when
what
we got
saying.
To the port. Yeah. We booked some excursions. So the first excursion we did was we just like got in a taxi and went to this beach in the Bahamas.
Because Kayla wanted to see white sand and
clear water, but it didn't happen because it was so windy. I think that's why. It was so windy that I couldn't
it
see
it. It was
my
cool
feet.
Though. Like we were in the Bahamas. And so like it was like very cool. And people were trying to give us braids and like
I know,
you know,
you almost got them at one point.
I know. And I'm gonna be I was gonna be such a tourist, but the braids that that one girl got where she got the colored extensions that was cool. in it, I would have got that. Yeah. But then I like, of course, I would have come home with a full head of braids and people have been like, listen, you're a white girl. You already wear weaves. Just calm down.
And we wanted to do the excursion where you swim with the pigs in the Bahamas. But then we got like too scared because we're like, do we have to go deep with the pigs in the ocean? And then we don't know if sharks are going to be there, whatever. So we're just like, let's just not do it. So then our second excursion was in Mexico. And we went to this all-inclusive resort in Mexico. And the reason why we went to it was because it said that they had water slides and water activities. We checked that the water slides did not, the end didn't go into the ocean.
Wait. A couple things, before that. So there are a couple excursions you can go to, and like on a regular cruise ship, it would be like, oh, like take this like bus and we're going to go and you can have 2 hours to yourself and then we'll meet at this and have a wine tasting or whatever. This excursion that we picked was the pleasure cruise takeover.
So it was the exact same thing on the cruise, but on this all-inclusive.
So basically
resort.
What happened was every single person was just like, yeah, I'll go. So then it was just the cruise, but on a beach. But
we got like tricked.
For some reason that we chose to go to this one. Like we're like,
because of the water slides and the water activities.
Yeah, okay. So we're like, and it was like the cheapest one. It was like $100. Yeah. All you can drink.
Everyone said, you gotta go to this one.
Yeah, everyone's got, you are gonna come to the takeover? And we're like, yeah. Yeah, probably. And then every single character that we talked about earlier, think about it, I think every single one was there. Mm-hmm. So like all the hot people, like the ladies, the guy that Kayla got in a fight with, like people from
ladies? What are you talking about?
Like the lady with the short hair that was like in between the two fellows.
Humping in the air. Yeah.
Like she was on the dance floor. Everyone, always.
All of our favorite characters
every
were there.
Character was
I think
there.
Just everyone was there.
The people we saw in the red room.
No, like I literally think everyone got off the ship and went there.
No, because some people went on other excursions, but like I don't know why. This was the one. This is the one that they all chose. So anyway, so the thing was they were all just dancing, drinking, and tanning. And we're like, there are other options available.
Yeah.
So first of all, there was a water slide. Now, there was a weight capacity on the water slide online. And I was like, I know I'm going to get to the top and there's going to be a scale. And I'm going to step on the scale and they're going to say I'm too heavy. And then I'm going to have to walk back down the stairs. I'm going to be humiliated. We get there. There wasn't even an attendant at the water
slide. There wasn't
slide.
An attendant. The stairs were about to break.
Yeah.
There was no scale.
Like there was
nothing.
No professionalism.
There was like
about
a 13-year-old, I think, at the top. Like,
yeah.
It was not.
And the man that went before me was like double my size.
Yeah,
so I'm we're good to go.
Yeah.
So nobody went on the water slide except for those two random people and us at the same time.
Yeah.
So we walk up. The one employee is like, I guess I have to go to the top with these jokers. Because he thought he wasn't going to have to work all day.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, excuse me, we'd like to ride the water slides. So then we go to the top. And turns out water slides work for me, but not Kayla. We don't know why.
And it wasn't because like of any type of weight or anything, because there was people that were going that were big, that were small, that were whatever. And they were all, some of them were going slow, some of them were going fast, and it wasn't making sense. So for some reason, I just couldn't get the speed and I was doing everything. I was like whipping, whatever. I'm standing down waiting for Stacey.
Kayla's going about 1 kilometer per
like
hour.
Like I'm literally having to like push my hands to get speed. I go to the bottom. I'm standing in the water waiting for her. I just hear like whatever. I see her come around the corner and her body is going from side to side at the tip of the edge.
I felt the edge of the one side. I felt my arm outside the side. Like it, I was going to flip off.
And the water from the water slide was splashing
with me
off the slide.
Yeah, Kayla, it was insane. And I was like, it was going like this. And I was screaming. And then I got to the bottom and I was like
plummeted off.
Side to side. And then, of course, I was insecure. I'm like, it's because I'm heavier than you. And then the next girl that went was like so small and she was whipping as well. It's like,
just. I don't know. I tried the laying down position. I tried sitting. I tried everything. It just didn't work.
And then
me.
The one other person went super slow as well.
Yeah.
But so it's like maybe it was like my skin or like maybe I had more sunscreen on or something. Like I don't know. But it was like a horror ride down this water. Like I'm going to flip over. And of course that's going to happen to me on this trip. Like I'm going to whip off the side, break my leg. Like, and then we'll have a story to tell on the podcast. But I didn't. But I felt my arm. Like, I felt the edge. And then my body or whatever. So anyway, that was wild for me, okay?
so funny to watch.
And then I went again on it, and the same thing happened the next time. The same thing happened to you slow the next time,
too? Slow both times.
What? This time I was like trying to put my body in a certain position so I didn't fall off the water slide. Yeah. It was as if I was the light as a feather. That's the thing. So anyway, then we did the water slide. That was super fun.
Wait, remember when we saw the massive dragons?
Oh, or whatever? The
what are they? Komodo dragons or whatever?
Or
what are they? What's Komodo dragons?
Those like dangerous dinosaurs that you see in like a zoo. Oh. No, they were like
dinosaurs. Yeah, you see in a zoo.
They're like massive and will kill you. They're like, they're humongous, those ones. But these ones were iguanas, like big iguanas.
Humongous.
They were huge and they were so scared. Like, the one lady was obsessed with petting them and she was being like nice, but she's like, here. And like trying to, and Kayla was like going like with her fingers like it was going to come up to you like a dog. She was going like, and the iguana was like just frozen, like so scared. You're like,
Kayla, leave it.
Yeah, I was like, this is torture for it right now. Like, don't do it.
So then,
oh my God, sorry, can I just do a side note story?
Yeah.
That I just thought of, like, regarding animals and like weight. There are, in when we get off, because Mark and I are leaving in a week to go on another cruise to Europe. There's this one place where you have to like go up a hill and you can either go on one of those like wired like escalator things.
Oh, yeah.
Or you get on a donkey. And I was like, I know you're lying to me. And that's my first reaction was like, I want to go on a donkey. And then I'm like, no, that's so mean. And then I'm like, I'm going to crush the donkey. And then I Googled it and it just said fat people are debilitating the donkeys. And then I went on it and there's like all these humongous people on donkeys, because donkeys are smaller than horses.
Oh my God.
And all
God.
These huge people on the donkeys, and like they're like basically can hardly walk up the hill because all these humongous people are getting on the donkeys.
And they're being forced to, you know, they're trying so hard.
And they're so heavy and they can't talk. They just go, and they're like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like so heavy on their back.
Yeah.
And like they don't weigh them before they get on or whatever. So it's like all these big men and women and like getting on these donkeys. I'm like, well, first of all, like I would be freaking out the whole time. And then I was like, no, I will not find this cute or fun at all. I'll be looking at all the donkeys and me being like, this is torture. They have to go up and down a hill.
I don't think anyone should be able to ride on them.
Just get in the stupid electronic car thing like that. And that'll be fun too. But tourists are do it as like a thing. But all these articles were like, fat people are debilitating donkeys. And I'm like, that is horrible.
Yeah.
And Mark was like trying not to laugh as I was saying it, and I'm like, look at that woman, is she my size. And you, he's like, Stacey, you're not going on the no we're not going on the donkeys.
Yeah, okay.
No, don't say you can't. I could if I wanted to. I would be too heavy, but I'm just saying the other people were like really big on the donkeys and like they're like struggling up the hill.
That's so sad.
It's a place
actually.
In I forget if it's Greece.
That's
or Rome,
like getting on like
Italy.
A big dog.
I know.
Like, you can't
like a Great
do
Dane.
That.
Yeah, let me ride a Great Dane up the hill.
Oh my God.
Well, they
God.
Do get them up, but
I'm so sad. You know, they're exhausted by the end of it.
I know.
Anyway,
sorry, that was just a side note story.
That's actually like shocking that you're going to be seeing that and doing like.
I'm going to be so stressed about the donkeys the whole time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so after our water slide, we're like, okay, let's do the next water activity. But the water slide just went into like a little pool. It wasn't in the ocean.
Which is perfect for us.
Yeah. So then we checked out like the water activities that were included in our package. And they had water bikes and kayaks?
Yeah, they were like, I don't think it was a
you
kayak,
both sit
though.
In at the same time and they can very easily.
It's kind of just like a plastic kayak. Like, I think, it's very easily tippable.
I
but
it's called something, but
I don't know.
Just, like,
but
forgetting.
It looks like a kayak, but you don't sit in it with like your body in there. Like, you sit on top of it.
On top of it with your legs like out.
The first one that looked fun and safe for us was this water bike. I don't know if you guys have seen it before,
it's
like
ginormous tricycle.
Tricycle, yeah, but like humongous. And like, we both get on it and it's like, you're floating in the water. And I'm like, you know what? This can work. And I'm wearing this life jacket and it's going up to my eyeballs and it's like smells bad. And I'm like, so flustered. I'm like, whatever, we'll be fine. And then we start riding it and we gained about 1 centimeter per minute.
And we were screaming and going into the ocean because we were so scared of the ocean because it was windy and the water was not clear. And so we couldn't see it in the water.
And it was deep. Like, we wouldn't have been able to touch.
And at one point we were like, oh my God, this is exhausting. Like, we were going for so long and then we turned around and we were like just at shore. Like,
we were
literally like a leg's length away. Like, it was not, we had not made any progress. And so the guy's like, you have 15 minutes max on these, like come back within 15 to 20 minutes. And we're like, how are we going to know what 15 to 20 minutes is? We literally went on the water in the tricycle and turned immediately back around. We just had to get the tricycle back around and got off. And the guy's like, you're already already done. They're like, yes, yeah, that's not for us.
That one wasn't for us. And then the one guy like from the cruise, he's like, oh, you girls are already done. I said, that was very unenjoyable. Yeah. And so that one we went on maximum 2 minutes. Like it took us 2 minutes to get out 1 centimeter and then turn back and realize we didn't want to do it. And they're like, you know what? We're not done with these water activities. We'd like to try the kayak.
Yeah.
And he's like, you both have to go on it. So I was sitting behind Kayla and we're both given our paddles. And I know from our dad used to be like a competitive canoer. And like, I've watched enough like Survivor and all this stuff. It's like, you have to be in sync with the person paddling ahead of you. So I was going like, right,
she's left, like, Kayla, go right,
left. Yeah. And Kayla was just doing her own thing in front of me. So we'd be like going one way, going the other. And I was like screaming behind. And it was the most, like the tippiest. Like if you moved.
One, the guy said, this can easily tip. We had that in our
head. Because
he
saw us
on the tricycle
turn immediately around. He's like, just so you know, if you're scared of that one, this one can easily tip. We're like, we're fine. So then we actually got the hang of it after, but I was like so mad at you behind. I'm like, listen to me.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to get you to go in sync with me and you weren't, and you were just enjoying yourself at the front. And I was panicking behind you, getting all the water splashed in my face. And Kayla's like, oh, look, we could turn to the right as I'm paddling to the left. Like, I was like trying so hard. But anyway, we start getting like deeper and deeper out. And I was like, this is like in my head at this point. I was like, okay, I'm a little bit freaked out. And any movement wrong, we would have tipped.
But and the whole time I was horrified of the ocean. And Stacey, you weren't really.
I wasn't scared.
But then when we got deeper, I had something this thing, came over
something
you.
Came over me where I like looked below and it was actually, you were more scared when you couldn't see below you. I was scared when it was clear. No. So remember that one section we got to in the middle and it was like super clear and there was like that dark thing or whatever?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't like this. And then I was like, imagine like a shark did come right now.
Yeah.
And then I was like, turn around. I'd like to go back now. And Kayla's like, what? And she's in front of me. I'm like, turn around. But also not turning around. And all of a sudden all these waves are coming because all these speed boats are going all around us. And like, I'm like, get in sync. And I just got so scared.
Because you're like, Kayla, what if a shark actually does come?
No, and I just realized like, if I fall in right now, like I can't touch the floor. Like
and
I
you just have to swim picturing like anything's underneath you.
I just, something came over me where I wanted off and I wanted back in.
Like, go
and
back.
And I was going, ooh, like every time because it would be like tipping to the right, tipping to the left and the waves were like going crazy. Sorry,
just so everyone knows, this is maybe 3 minutes in.
Oh yeah, by the way. We were only on it for 3 minutes and then the man looks up and he sees us coming back in.
Paddling so hard back in.
Because we were like, I was like, go, we have to get back. So the bike we went on for about two, I'd say this one about five, maybe not
no,
even. Maybe not even
5 minutes, no. So two.
We came back and we're like, we're done now, thank you.
He's like, okay. Like
we gave him our life jackets back like immediately. Like we went on the water things for total of 8 minutes and we had 15 per item. 15
20.
Like it's just not our thing.
Tried to be so adventurous. We're like, nope. I am adventurous, just not in the ocean.
But can I say something? That was an adventure enough for me to feel like it was worth it though. Like I'm like, you know what? We did a lot that day. We tried something. And me putting a life jacket on and going in the water and like going on a boat with a paddle. Like I was like, this
like
is
a big day.
The craziest thing I've ever done in my life. So I was so like, funny. This is like, to me, I was like, this was worth it today for us to go on the water slide one time.
Yeah.
And try our things. And then I also want to talk about the one moment that I was pointed out or whatever, because that was very stressful to me because Kayla and I were giving ourselves our pep talk of like confidence because I don't do bathing suits really. Like I just don't love like swimming and stuff like that. And when I do have a bathing suit on, I always like have these moments where I'm like, would I walk in my bra and underwear in front of somebody? No. So why is it okay with a bathing suit? Like I have this like freak out of insecurities in this moment. But it's like, once again, we spoke about it. It's like everybody's a different shape and size here and they're all naked. So this bikini is no one will even think about my body. Mm-hmm. So we're all in the pool. Oh, sorry. There's this one pool that everybody's in and Kayla and I were like, let's go in the pool. And this is like, there's just hundreds of people. And I'm like not a fun traveler when it comes to it. Because in my head, I'm like, this is disgusting, this pool. Like in my head, I'm going like, ew, there are so many bodies in here and people have their shirts off.
Yeah.
And I am repulsed to be in this pool. Like I just wanted to go in like the kiddie area that we weren't allowed to go in or whatever. And it's like, even that grosses me out because then you have to wear bare feet. And like, I'm just, everything is grossing me out. But anyway, We're sitting there, and then the host or whatever, the cruise ship director, he's also at this excursion. He's like, "Hello, everybody. Welcome to the island takeover, like pleasure cruise or whatever." And he's like, "I just want to let you know we have two celebrities here. We have Leonardo DiCaprio and Stacey K."
Which, like, can we just talk about that? Like, what in the world?
What are the chances that he said Leonardo DiCaprio?
And we both like looked at each other, and I saw your face like drop too, because it was like it didn't make sense.
I dropped because he said Stacey K.
Then he said Stacey K.
Kayla believed him for a second that Leonardo DiCaprio was on this crap island.
No, I was more mind blown. Like, what are the chances that, first of all, why are you being called out? I didn't even know he was there, let alone saw you there.
I know.
And second of all, Leonardo DiCaprio, out of all people,
the one you're in love with.
Like, that.
And then later she's crazy. Like, "Do you think there is a chance he's here?" I'm like, Kayla.
Well, it's not that crazy of a
yes,
thought.
Yes, it is. We were all
it's
like,
crazier that he said it than for him to actually be there.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay. So then he points me out, and everybody, so not everybody saw my show, but now everybody knows, oh, that girl is somebody someone, that has to do with something. And they're all like, "Whoa." Now we have hundreds of people looking at me in my bathing suit in the pool.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what, I like overcompensate and started like dancing or something in the pool. And then he's like, "So the only celebrities we have here today," he's like this Mexican guy, he's like, "are Leonardo DiCaprio and Stacey K." And then everyone's like, "Woo," or whatever. So I'm like, great. Now paparazzi everywhere. But the thing is, all the characters are there. So like the hot guys that we know from dancing, like all these characters are all there. And I have to go get my towel. So I had to strut my stuff only in my bikini from the pool all the way across like a catwalk. Like, literally.
But was that like, what's the word? Was it like, not empowering, but was it?
Like my, like it was weird because I was trying to stay confident, but inside the whole time being like, stop it. Who cares?
Isn't that crazy that other people like just don't even like think these thoughts?
Not even.
They just like, it's not.
Like our iconic woman from that makes the orgies or whatever. Like she, like not a single thought of that would cross.
Yeah.
But as I was walking, I'm like, "Stacey, be confident." And they're like, "Stacey." And people are calling me my name, and I'm waving to them in my underwear and bra.
Yeah.
In front of a crowd of people with my skin out, and I'm just like, hi. And then I was like, that wasn't that hard, like it was fine, and everybody like thought I looked great, and they thought I was cool because I was a singer, whatever. And so that was like a moment that I was dying, but also am realizing that that's ridiculous. It's, now, you know what I mean,
like it wasn't as big of a deal.
No. And even if it was, I don't care. Like, you know what I mean? And then we are in a pool, another pool, a more secluded one, because I thought it was too crazy at the other one. And you said you thought of this idea, but I
did
swear
think of this.
I thought of this idea.
I thought of this joke and I said it.
What? I swear I said this joke, but I said you should go up to the guy that you got in a fight with and
because he was there
and say, "Excuse me, is the seat taken?" And like make light of the situation. And we're like having this conversation and trying to figure out like when we're going to say it and like whatever. And then all of a sudden we hear, "Excuse me, ladies. Did you need me to save you a seat?" And we turn around and it's the guy. And we could have just went, "Oh." Hilarious. Oh yes, hello. I'm so sorry about the other day. Nope, that's not what we did. We went like this. Oh my god, we were totally trying to plan whether we were gonna come to you first or you were gonna come to me first, and then you beat us. You're hilarious. Like, we got so excited he spoke to us and made the joke. And then he's like, "Yeah, see you guys later," and like literally like left.
I was like, that's so funny, because the other day, Kayla was trying to come get the seat, and now you said you want to save the seat. Oh, I bet you're going to get up early tomorrow.
Oh, and then I remember I went, "Actually, that really sucks for you. That really sucks for you that you have to do that part, huh?"
You're trying to like relate with him.
Think of how much I said and how that you were going like this though too. You were like behind me,
and then afterwards we like turned to each other and we're like, we just went insane,
like insane,
because we were like nervous because he was so hot, but then also because of the situation, and we just like freaked.
We're in our bathing suits at this point. We're not in the Wednesday Addams outfit anymore. We're in the pool. You can see everything. And we're like, we're friends now. We're friends with the hot guy that won the competition. I'm a singer. He didn't even see my show. He doesn't even know who I am. He still thinks the two sisters are hanging out together on the swingers cruise in a pool.
In the kiddie pool
by themselves. He probably saw us on the bike too, Kayla. Oh my God. This is so embarrassing.
What the fuck?
Kayla, you know, he's like, why?
You in our life jackets, like pressing up against
sure,
her.
He for oh sure did not see my God. Show because like he would have referenced it at some point or whatever, right? He didn't see my show. So if you haven't seen the show, actually, he's like, what are these two girls always around for? Like, why are they always here? Why are they always together? They have zero interest in doing anything. Why did they come on this swingers cruise?
Oh my God.
And he's like, so I regret funny. Coming and making my simple, quick joke. Yeah. Like,
simple.
Like, it was a simple, quick joke. Just a quick wave. And we would have went, we should have went, oh my God. Yeah. See you tomorrow. 30 minutes later. Okay, then you were going pee at one point. I was walking by in a towel. He passed by me again, and I went, how's it going? And he winked at me.
I'm going to throw up. You need to stop.
I went, how's it going? Like, we just talked 10 minutes ago, so I didn't have to say that. He winked at me, and I ran to you and told you. He winked at me.
Kayla, you just went over and he winked at me with sparkling blue eyes.
God, his eyes are icy blue.
That is so funny because it's so true. I didn't think about that. Like, if people didn't see you sing, who were we?
This is what I'm only realizing this now.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And it's not like we're like hard to miss either.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? We have the same walk. We're fully clothed. Like, anyway, like,
even our walk is obnoxious.
I know. Oh, and I said to Mark, God, that's, I said, so, you know, funny. Some people were asking me on the ship, like, oh, are you, does your husband know that you're here? I'm like, oh, he's not worried. And then Mark's like, yeah, I'm not worried. And I'm realizing now he knows. He knows I'm not seducing the people on the ship.
I'm picturing that guy seeing us on the fucking.
And he probably leaned over to his, like,
we're literally the only two that did that.
By the way, nobody else used the water thing.
Or the water slide.
And it was the only view of the ocean that people could see.
Oh my God, he for sure saw us.
You were either on a speedboat, like, way out, or in the foreground, the only two people on the water bike and the canoe. Nobody else was using it.
Oh my God, that's so funny. He for sure saw us.
And you know, he like turned to his people. He's like, that's the girl that, you know, he like nudged his friends. He's like, that's the one that was trying to take the seat. Yeah. And we're like paddling so hard, turning around.
And we're like, yeah, we're good. We're not going to do that. Get us the next one.
Yeah. He's like, that's the girl that was yelling at me yesterday about the chairs.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
Embarrassing. Anyway, I'm just realizing this now. It's like,
I know, that's what's so, like, funny about it.
We're telling about the week, like the craziest week of our life, and all the characters that we met.
Yeah, we are someone's story.
We are
sure.
Someone's characters. Oh. You know what was really weird? There were these two sisters on the boat.
Yeah, they looked the exact same. They were everywhere.
They didn't want to have sex with anyone. And they wore just like track pants the whole time. It was really weird. I saw them once on a boat. Like, what? Anyway.
Oh my God.
So that was good.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, what's next?
Okay, we just have a couple more stories. And then we have to tell you, last episode we said there's a twist about our mentalities, and we'll tell you that at the end. But first, just a couple more stories. So because there was nothing else to do on the ship other than people watch and like go to shows at night and stuff, there were some...
Not go to shows at night. There was one show a night. And we looked forward to it every night.
Yeah, we couldn't wait for the show. P.S. The ship that I'm getting on, the theater isn't ready yet, and there aren't shows.
Oh, that sucks.
So they're giving everybody a $150 credit, which I kind of got excited for because I was like, I could get coffees. But they're still doing the shows, though, but not in the theater. So I'm like, whatever. We can still see. But I bet you they're not doing like the musical theater shows.
Yeah.
I feel like they're not going to do as much as they would.
I feel like the show, well, I mean, that's know. All I had to go from. It was
but
the
there's
shows,
more. But. I'll show you. There's like trivia and stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, so there were a couple workshops that were listed. And one of them was like the first one that we missed that we didn't go to was like how to give a perfect blow job or whatever. And then the next one was like full body orgasm for her. And then we're like, you know what? Let's go. Let's go and inform ourselves and be empowered as women and go to this workshop. And we're picturing like a PowerPoint presentation and a woman at the front, and maybe she has like a diagram and a body that she points at, and we're all
tips
all,
and tricks
and all on, the women, and I bet you there'd only be women there, and we're all sitting there in the chairs listening to her, whatever. We find out, oh, it's in the same location as the Red Room. Well, I guess they're just, you know, probably putting chairs in there for the day. And then we go up to the thing and they're passing everybody towels. And then they're like, couples only. And then I was like, oh, no, Kayla, no, we can't. Kayla, we can't go in. Because what I quickly realized is the workshop was quite hands-on and they were giving the full body orgasm.
Literally giving an orgasm to like, their partner.
So sorry, like the man and the woman went in and laid on the towel and then he gave her an orgasm, full body orgasm, like the woman at the front talk. And then apparently it just turned into sex at the end.
We overheard people talking about it.
Can you imagine? We went in.
Well, then that brings us to the other thing. Remember, we met the couple and they were like the best couple ever, husband and wife. They were the exact same as us, but just like a husband and wife version. And they had never been on the cruise. Long story short, they're like, we signed up for the first workshop, which was how to give a blowjob. And he's like, I thought they were going to give us like a banana or have like a statue with a condom or whatever.
He's like, pamphlets, he's like, yeah. Binders.
They went in and like immediately they were like, okay, you're going to take your partner's pants down and you're going to give him a blowjob for the next hour. And he said that they like looked at each other and they're like, you go first, you go.
She's like, she's like, I pretended I had to go to the bathroom. And then I was like, I feel like we should leave separately so it doesn't look so obvious. And we found this couple to be so interesting because this is the moment that we learned that everybody on the ship is not into the lifestyle and that like they weren't swingers. They did not want to have sex with other couples. They just went for like a good time.
Because when we first got on, I was like, for sure we're the only ones that like don't want to participate. Yeah. But then we've met so many people that were just on there just to do what we were doing. Like people watch and just
and like maybe
party
have fun as a couple, but like not with other people. And she was like freaking out and she was like, you don't understand. This outfit that I'm wearing right now is the most scandalous outfit I've ever worn in my entire life. And she had a bathing suit on with this like
so good
net dress over top. It was like see-through and she looked amazing and actually quite covered up. And he's like, it's true, she never dresses like this. He's like, and then she's like, yeah, this is insane. And she's like, I keep pulling my skirt down and I'm like, I don't need to worry about it. I'm like, no, I know you're the most clothed person here, even though your dress is see-through. And they were just like, this ship is wild. And then remember we said to them, we're like, did you go in the Red Room yet? They're like, no. And we're like, we did. And they were like, and they were like, forget. He's like,
I want to know so bad if they ended up going.
He's like, we just have to go see for 2 seconds. And we're like, we pretended we were pros. We're like, it's not awkward. You just have to go in with confidence. Like we were.
They also were at the Mexico excursion.
They were there too?
Yes. Remember when we were getting out of the pool and they're like,
oh,
hey,
they were
guys.
Like, hi. Oh,
They were also there. So everyone was there. Everyone was there. Okay. So. We went to every single show every night and they were fine. But then the last show, so should we tell what the guy said too in the audience to us?
Oh my God. This guy who was so nice,
husband and wife,
very normal, having a normal conversation. They loved my show. They were saying the nicest.
That's just another thing too. I think you talked about this. You've performed the first night, and when it's the first night, it's not as crazy of a thing because everybody's just getting settled, whatever. Stacey had a lot of people there, but the theater wasn't full. I think every single person that came to your show said something to you. Like, you were being stopped nonstop.
People
being
were
like,
so nice.
Oh my God, you're the singer. And the compliments that Stacey got and the things that people were saying, like, this was I've been on cruises for so many years. This is like the couple that you're talking about said it's their 74th cruise. Like, that's actually shocking.
Yeah.
But they're like, you were by far the best performance we've ever seen. The one guy was like, I've never heard someone sing live like that. Like, just like the nicest.
I feel like they were
ever.
Saying like the most, everyone was saying the most detailed,
like
specific, nicest,
nice
specific
things.
Making me feel very
so this
good.
Couple was like, oh my God, like, we've been on so many cruises. You were amazing. Like, that was our favorite show ever, whatever. So
then he said, if you see any show, you have to see the one on the last night of the cruise. It is the best show I have ever seen. It was on this other cruise that we went on. We saw it. It's phenomenal. And he was like, you're going to want to bring a towel because you're going to get wet. And we were like, oh, there's like, in like Kayla and I are talking about, we're like, oh, there's like water in it, like water in the show or whatever. And he's
like on the stage.
Yeah, like on the stage, whatever.
Kicking
the
water
or something. And then he's like literally, like my wife was like so turned on by the show. Like, she literally had to like bring a towel to sit on. And we're like, oh, he means our vaginas.
Like, we're going to be wet.
He was being so matter of fact, though. He's like, you're going to need to bring a towel because you're going to get wet.
Yeah.
And like, and we were like, oh. But then the thing is, turns out there was water in the show, but we realized after, like, he really was talking about the more inappropriate version of it. This show that we saw turned out to be the literal best show I have ever seen in my life on a cruise ship. Like, he was not wrong. It was a burlesque show. But what they did, I'll say, all the music was like 50 Shades of Grey versions of songs. So, like, for example, when I say a 50 Shades of Grey version of a song, the song Love's Coming Looking So Crazy Right Now, there's this like slow version. It's like, oh, na-na. And then it's like, bah, like all the bass. And like, it's like, they do these like slow versions of pop songs. There was like a sexy version of like Bad to the Bone and Bad Guy by Billie Eilish and like whatever. So it's all music like that. But this girl comes out. She's like this curvy girl, beautiful. She starts singing my favorite Christina Aguilera song from the movie Burlesque. And I'm like, what is happening? What is happening? I was like, Kayla, she's lip syncing, right? She's lip syncing, right? Turns out she wasn't. She was like the best singer I've ever heard in my life. She is like standing on stage in this like sexy burlesque costume, and everybody around her are the best looking human beings I have ever seen in my life, in the coolest costumes you have ever seen. Like, but they look like Vegas costumes. Like the person would like barely be covered, but she'd have like diamonds all over her body and like covering her nipples and like her like private areas. But they, she was so sparkly on stage and just like everybody was gorgeous. And song by song went on, and they would do things like what? Like hula hoops and hanging from the ceiling and like tricks here and there. Like it was like an acrobatic Vegas sexy burlesque show with like the best music ever.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was an 8 o'clock and a 10 o'clock. So we're at the 8 o'clock. We didn't bring a towel, but we weren't turned on, but it was like wow, this is an amazing show. And then Kayla and I were like, we love it so much, we're gonna go see the 10 o'clock. So let's tell what happened in the 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay,
take it away, Kayla.
Like Stacey said, there was like acrobatic things, whatever, and the one thing was it's like a hoop attached to a
like a rope
pulley, like rope thing.
So the rope is hanging from the ceiling, and then she's doing tricks on the hoop.
So she's flipping upside down, she's hanging from the hoop, she's whatever. And I don't know if you remember this too, this part, but this show also did have nudity in it, which was like crazy to me.
Yeah, they did.
She was like upside, she's amazing, she's so strong, she's like swinging all around, flipping, doing all these things. She takes her top off, she's hanging there with her boobs, whatever. And at one point, she's hanging in this position with like her arms backwards, like her hands are backwards.
Like
on the hoop.
You're in the position like you could maybe do like a chin up.
Yeah, but she's hanging there, no shirt on. And I'm watching her and she's like hanging and hanging. But at one point, I look at Stacey and I'm like, I feel like she's stuck. Like, I feel like
the music was like getting to like this point where it's like changing. And
like she should be doing another move,
but she's in the same spot. And we know she's looking side to side. She's looking stage right, stage left. And like,
she's high up in the air.
I would say like 25 feet in the air. Yeah. Like her feet are 25 feet above the air.
Yeah.
In this position hanging.
And I'm like, Stacey, I think she's stuck. And she's like, oh my God, oh my God. So we're watching her. And the music's getting loud, whatever. So we now know at this point she's stuck.
She's stuck. A man comes off the side of the stage.
Yeah, a guy that works. I don't know if he was in the show or whatever. And you can see him. He's like, ooh, do I go on the stage? Do I come off? Do I go on? And he's kind of like going back and forth. And I see her like look down to see like how far up she is. And she, like, you know, in her head, she's just like, I have to jump. Like, I have to land this or whatever. So she lets go and jumps down and lands on the stage so hard.
Flat on her feet.
Grabs her shirt and just runs off the stage. She kind of tried to do like a sexy move off the stage. She actually did amazing for what we now know.
Like, I bet you most of the audience didn't know that she was stuck. Maybe.
I was looking around and I could see people like talking. And you would have to know.
But it was as if she jumped off a building. She was so high up. Okay.
And we were like, oh my God. So at this point, and when you're watching this show, they're doing the craziest tricks you've ever seen that you're like, ooh, like you're on the edge of your seat the whole time. Like, ooh, are they gonna fall? But
yeah,
like you're like, there's no way they're gonna fall because they do this all the time. Whatever. She actually did. And so she runs off the stage. And then
the thing is, it's not their problem. It's like they just came into this theater that day or whatever.
Yeah. And they have to set everything up.
and like, yeah, they get a dress rehearsal like Stacey does, and they just set it all up.
Two hours to set up for the most dangerous things ever.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
So then the next song starts playing, and there's these four pieces of fabric that drop from the ceiling all the way down to the ground. So they're doing that thing, I don't know what it's called, but where they like wrap their body in fabric and they can like drop and flip and do all these things. So there's four pieces of fabric hanging, and the song is starting, and all the people on the stage, the lights are down, but you can still see them, and they're all holding the piece of fabric ready to start their set.
Ready to climb up.
Ready
to
climb up, and the song starts. And as the song starts, they're about to go. This guy from the show runs out and he's like, Gabby, no. And he yells, and Gabby, which was like the second one in, just like, let's go of the thing, and runs off the stage. And we're like, what the frig?
Imagine Gabby grabbed it. She would have cracked her skull on the thing.
So the other three get up on the fabric. The whole show starts. They're flipping. They're so high in the air. Meanwhile, this one is just there.
And then remember, it like slowly went up.
And it's like, what the frig is happening? So then we watch the rest of the show in pure fear. Like, we're like, oh my God, what's going to happen? And we're so stressed and we're like so scared, whatever.
And it's so funny because in the notes right now, written down, it just says Gabby no.
Gabby no. Because it was like, it gave me like shivers. Yeah. When he ran out, he's like, Gabby no. Like he got panicked.
Split second, like before she grabbed
literally
it.
Literally within a second. If he was a second later, she would have been up on that thing. And I don't know what would have happened. I don't know if the fabric would have
broken. It would have dropped.
It would have started. If it wasn't hooked
properly.
It would
have started to lift her and she would have dropped.
My God. Yeah. Oh, so my God. Anyways, and we're seeing this for the first time and all these things happen. Like, can you imagine how many things happen over the years of them doing it? And so the show continues on. It's amazing, like Stacey said. And then we're like, we had already at this point decided we were coming back to the second show. But now we were like, oh my God, I can't wait to see if like that girl's going to be back in the second show or what they're going to do. Like, are other things going to break? Like, we have to come back. No question. So we come back to the show, and
usually they let you in a half an hour before. So they would let you in at 9:30 for the 10. It's now like 9:55, and there is a massive lineup outside the theater, and they are not letting anyone in. And Kayla and I, because we were eager beavers and we were like the biggest fans of the show, we got there early. And so we were at the front of the line, like by the doors, and we heard the song playing.
The two songs
that like had the accidents or whatever. So we're like, oh, they're going over it. And that's that's why everything's late. And so we're like, oh, we know what's going on because we saw the 8 o'clock. And then this guy comes over to us. Is that okay if I tell this part of the story? This guy comes over to us and he's like, hey, do you guys know what's going on? And I'm like, well, actually, we were at the 8 o'clock show. And we told him the exact story that we just told you. And we're like, Gabby, no. And like, we did all this or whatever. And then he's like, whoa, that's crazy. And then I've said, there's an amazing singer. He's like, well,
have you heard yourself?
Have you heard yourself? I'm like, this guy saw my show. Like, what? Like, and I was like, oh, thank you. And then he goes over to his group of people and we hear him retelling the story, but he was exaggerating every part. So we were laughing and we were laughing so hard. So he's like, and then there was a girl and she fell 100 feet from the sky and she cracked her ankle on the ground. He's like, and then.
And everyone's like, what? Rumors starting. Yeah. Like, you can hear the crowd like murmuring, whatever.
Yeah. So like he's telling, and then all of a sudden the next person beside him
Him starts telling the person behind them, whatever. Yeah. Everyone's telling this
story. And then
story
like now. I heard him say like, yeah. And then this curtain came down and then he screamed, Charlie, don't do it. And like he's like changing the names.
And they're like, and what? Like everyone was freaking out. We were laughing so hard because we're like, that is the funny thing. This is exactly how rumors start.
Like telephone.
Like, yeah. Like we told them, they're telling them, and it's changing every person that's
we
telling
heard
the
it
story.
Happening.
Yeah. Which was, it was so funny. So then doors open up. Stacey and I are sprinting because we had a spot in the theater that we really liked. So we're like sprinting. Nobody else was running. We didn't need to, but we're like running to our spot. Get our spot. And
there's the sisters again.
There's the good old sisters in their spot first thing. And we also had cookies and ice cream.
No one else brought food in. And I was like, it's funny because they've never stopped me once. I think you can bring food in, but nobody probably wants to do that.
We had like our little table with our snacks, like they're bright and early.
It
was
amazing.
And so anyways, the show starting, and about like, I would say 20 minutes into the show, we notice at the side in the front row. So we were like four rows back. We see this girl sitting at the front row because we were noticing when people in the show were done their act, they would like come and sit off on the side with this person.
And they kept like winking and smiling at her. And then I was like, Kayla, That's the girl.
The girl.
She's not in the show. She's recording everything. That's the girl who we saw with her top off that jumped 25 feet from the air.
And we're like, no way. So I'm obsessed with this girl now.
Kayla stops watching the show and she starts watching the girl.
Because
I'm watching
her because I'm like, I need to know if that's her. And we realize it was her. And so then her
song comes up.
And it's a guy. And Stacey and I are like, we like turn, even though we knew she wasn't going to do it, we're like, not in the show. Like, so much drama. And so he's doing it. He's like winging it. You can tell. You can tell he's never done it, but he did a great job.
At one point, he thought the song was done, and then it wasn't. And then so then he had to do some
rolling on the ground. Yeah, he's like rolling around. He's so sexy.
But once again, if you didn't see the 8 o'clock, you would have never known.
No. And then
she. But we felt so cool that we like had this inside knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Like, there would be another act, and we're like, that's clearly her part, because someone would be like a little bit behind. Or something, and we're like, oh, that was her too. So we just, it was fascinating watching it with other people in place of her. But then I was also obsessed with watching her because she was so supportive of her castmates. And we're like, so then I was like, Stacey, we need to talk to her. When the show ends, we need to go up to the front and talk to her.
Yeah.
And so the show ends, and it was amazing
again.
We like
sprinted up to her.
I was like, get over there, you're gonna miss her. So then we ran over, and I'm like, hi. And right away you're like, I my name's Stacey. I was the performer, like, for just to make it seem like we're not just crazy fans.
Yeah, like I wanted her to know I'm on the same level as you. Yeah, I'm also a guest entertainer.
And she was like, oh, like, so nice to meet you, whatever. And we're like, okay, we need to know, were you the one that like dropped from the thing?
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yes, it was her.
And so we said to her, like, we asked her what happened. So she said, basically, it got stuck. And she said she was just hanging there. And it was the only position that she couldn't have pulled herself back up because of the way her arms were placed.
Which I think is hilarious, because I wouldn't have been able to pull myself up from any position.
it just like sucked so much the way my hands were positioned. And she said she was looking around and she saw the guy that is in control of like the ropes or whatever that pull them up. And she said he would have had to come all the way from the top. And she said she knew she was slipping.
So her hands were slipping, and she could either like fall or she could choose when to drop. So she's like, I chose when to drop.
So she said her bottom of her feet were all black and like bruised, and she got an x-ray, and because she started getting numbness all the way up to her spine, and she said that she had to leave,
well, the ship was done the next day, so she had to get off the ship and immediately go get an MRI because the impact was so hard on her feet that it might travel up to her spine. So
she went
so
numb.
We could have literally watched her career end in that moment. Like, we don't know anymore.
But then we so badly wanted to be like, and then what happened with the fabric thing? But then her cast members.
Well,
then
I got bothered because her cast came up. They're like, okay, come on. And I was like, oh my God, they think I'm a crazy fan. And they were trying to like save her from the situation. And it was bugging me. And I was like, I was the singer. So I was the singer. He's like, oh, hi. And then another one be like, Gabby, we need you back here. And I'm like, oh my God, they're trying to save her from us.
They're trying to save her for like these crazy fans. Yeah. But we just were actually, she was super.
They thought we were like from the swingers.
She wasn't bugged.
No, because she knew who we were.
Yeah. Anyways, it was like the best show ever. It was so entertaining, and it was amazing.
Okay, so let's recap everything now. Like, not recap. Imagine we told every story again. No, let's now just like conclude this whole thing by giving you an opinion about something.
Well, no, because. Yeah, you're saying it like the episode's done, but we have something else to say. Well,
this is going to be the last thing we talk about.
Yeah. So.
That's why I'm concluding.
Okay, so we get on the ship. We're like, this is insane. This is crazy. What have I walked into? We, first day, best people watching I've ever seen.
Oh, you
in my
are
life.
Recapping it.
No. I'm going to just quickly go over 7 days in 30 seconds.
Okay.
First day, this is the best thing ever. I'm obsessed with people watching. Oh my God. Second day, same thing. We go out and people watch. We're like, this is so freeing.
We're free.
I can be a part of this lifestyle.
Maybe I want to be a swinger. Maybe I want to take my shirt off. Maybe I love being naked too. Like,
I'm looking into deals. I'm about to book a cruise for Chris and I the next following year.
We go to the Red Room. We're like, you know what? I love watching people have sex because it's so freeing.
Crazy.
It's not even that wild. Yeah. Like whatever.
This is the best thing ever. Third day, we people watch again. We're like, this is crazy. It was still crazy, but.
By the last day, I was like, put on your goddamn shirt. I've seen enough titties.
No.
Put your clothes on. Yeah. Calm down. Yeah. Everybody stop being so sexual. Like, this is, I'm over it.
Okay. And we got to this point when we got to Mexico, because they were doing these things in Mexico, and we're like, oh, okay, they tricked us. They got us to go to this all-inclusive resort and do the same thing. Party, drink, and be naked. And we're so like, mad all at everyone.
We turn, and then they're doing these things where like, they're like, we're going to pretend to give a blowjob, and then they're like, but the twist is the wife or the husband has to do it to the wife.
Yeah, and then everyone's like, oh, and we're like, we just wanted to come and swim in a pool and go down a water slide. I didn't know that this was going to be a sex day again.
And we're like, get over yourself. Yeah. So then we get there, and then there'd be people on like the elevator kissing, and we're like, oh,
get to your room. Like, just so mad. And then we're like at the buffet, and someone's like, oh, sausages, like putting sausages on his plate. And we're like, oh, classic. Like, so mad. We're like looking at each other, just fuming.
By the end, if I never had sex a day in my life again, I'd be proud. Okay.
I'm like, I can't wait to get back to the airport and see people with their clothes on. People have just lost all humanity. Like, nothing.
I literally was like, have some respect.
Yeah. Like, nothing was normal.
At the beginning, there was like a guy that said to me, he was like, oh, I like your braid. He's like, and I like those too. Like, he pointed to my boobs, and I was like, thank you. Yeah. Like, and I was like, Kayla, you know what? In real life, I'd be offended by that. And then by the end of the cruise, I'm like, where's that creep? Watch out for that guy. Like, we just snapped, and we were like, it was just too many days being surrounded by it, and everyone was gross to me, and I was like, I hate you. Put your shirt on, put some pants on, and let's all watch a movie rated PG.
Yeah.
Like, we just were so over the lifestyle.
Yeah. And I couldn't wait to get back to my monogamous relationship with Chris and my children. And I'm like, I just want to be back to a normal, like, province where people have their clothes on and I can just live life.
Like, literally
normally.
At one point, there was like someone traveling back, and I literally, not in a joking way, to Kayla was like, put your shirt on. Like, I was like, I just became like angry about it. And it was just like, And here's the thing. Now that we've like had some room to breathe, like, obviously, like, we're not against anything that happened, we're so happy that people were naked and whatever. But what I'm saying is, like, when you're immersed in it for 5 days straight, by day five, it's like, get over yourself. Like, just stop it. Be normal. Yeah. You're a secretary, or a teacher. Like, just chill the F out. And everybody needs to chill. And like, the last day, we were like waiting to get off the cruise ship, and everyone's like, huh, how are you? Was last night a little crazy? And I literally, to Kayla, was like, oh my God. Here they go again, these wild people. Just talk about, you know what my challenge is? Talk about one normal thing. Talk about the weather. Oh my God, I hate when people talk about the weather. I could have died to talk about the weather with somebody.
And even like, the one guy was just sitting in front of us. Oh my God, the one guy was sitting in front of us with his hands down his girlfriend's pants. And it's like, that's not socially acceptable. Like, that's not allowed.
But we were still on the cruise. And
We were still on the cruise, but we were waiting to get off. And I was like, do you think he'd be ballsy enough to go into an airport and do that? No.
Like, we were literally turned into like the Karens of the ship. Yeah. And we were just like, this is not the life for us.
Yeah.
We were so mad by the end. And then we got to the airport, and it was wild, because we were like all these like nerds in their little like bucket hats, like trying to get to their flight and with all their clothes on and their backpacks, and we're like, this is the life for us. And then there must have, this guy, I swear, was on the cruise. He was sitting in the seat beside me. This is disgusting.
Yeah, because we couldn't sit beside each other.
Sit beside each other on the flight home. And then that's also funny too, because we're like, we're gonna beg the guy that's sitting beside me to switch seats with Kayla.
Yeah, we had planned so many things on what we're gonna say. Should we just sit in the seat first before the person even gets there, or should we wait till they sit and then beg them? And we're like, she said it's a
solo male traveler.
Yeah, but, and we she went up to the like the person and was like, is there any way of us switching? Like, we were trying so hard the whole time, because we're like, that sucks that we can't like travel together on our way back. We were so nervous. I was walking like in front of Stacey down the aisle of the plane. I'm like, Stacey, I can't do it. I'm too scared.
Like, and the moment's like, it's a solo male traveler, you can ask him like to switch with you, maybe he will. I was like, well, we'll see. And I'm like, okay, this is what we're gonna say to the guy. We're gonna be like, listen, I'll buy you a drink.
And I'm like, what if they don't drink? And she's like, I don't know, they'll probably drink. Like, we'll just offer to buy them a drink and it'll be fine. And I'm like, oh my God, so I'm so nervous, whatever.
We get to my row, I look down at the ticket, I look up, there is a 6-year-old boy sitting in the seat.
Well, remember for when we were first got on the plane, I counted the rows down. I was like, there's no one there. It's because he was too little to see. Little.
And we're like, hello, there's no one there, sir.
And then we're like, okay, this is a lost cause. I'll go sit in my seat.
So his mom was beside and they had to book his separately, whatever. So anyway, I got the aisle seat. It was fine. But anyway, so then beside me were some stragglers from the cruise and his wife, like, or girlfriend or whatever, went across him to like go to the bathroom and he sniffed her butt. Her butt was like in his face and he went... And sniffed it. I was like, ew, that's a guy from the cruise. And I just was like, this is just, whatever. Anyway, we were laughing so hard because we're like, how do we make a 180 and just like literally change our opinion about this in the end? Like we just like were fuming. But it's just because it was just too much, too many days in a row.
That cruise would have been perfect.
Three days.
That's even, I would say, overkill. Like I would say 2 days.
Like a 2 day trip. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was 5 days. By day five, it's just like if I saw another nipple, I was gonna like
you were gonna see if I saw another pussy. But seriously, like if like anything.
I was over it.
Oh, and then when we were in Mexico, they offered like a buffet there, and there's like we were so mad at this point. And Stacey's like, look over there, that guy's wiener's at the fries.
But it was
like how disrespectful. You're standing just because we're on a cruise like this, you can just stand there with your penis put at your the pants fry
on,
level.
Put your pants on to go get some food.
Yeah.
And then take them off in the pool. Ew. That's why I don't like the pools.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, anyway.
Ew.
We turned the tables just at the very end. Yeah. But I think we're fine now. We're like,
yes, and all
I've settled it.
It was like hands down the craziest trip I've ever been on in my
for
life
sure.
for you too.
And yeah. I would have chosen nobody else to go with me. You were the perfect individual to
it
go with me.
It was crazy. It was wild. It was entertaining. It was also infuriating. It was just like, it was the best and the worst trip all in the same thing.
Yeah,
it was,
5 days.
Yeah. Anyways, it was crazy. We're done talking about the cruise.
We
now,
are done talking about the cruise. If you have any questions, DM us and we're never speaking about it again on this podcast.
Yeah.
Three episodes about it is enough.
Oh my God. But yeah, no, it was. Oh, and like, did we say the food was amazing?
The food was amazing. Okay. Yeah, we talked. Okay. You were so overwhelmed. Anyway, my dog is howling. I gotta go let him out because he's really upset to be alone. So, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thanks for putting up with us and listening.
Oh. I'll see you next week, but I'll be in Europe. So we're going to record the episode in advance.
I'm not jealous because I do not want to be on another cruise.
Oh my God. So whatever. Okay. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
I have to call my sister. Hey, when you rate, review, subscribe, it helps us out because we love loving what we do without a doubt. So we want to thank you for taking the time. Oh, so here we go. We bust in a rhyme. Oh, this is our podcast. We're here to stay. My name is Kayla. This is Stacey K. Okay, that... I have to call my sister.
Hey, you there.
Kayla, stop.
You heard it here first.
Okay, never mind. We're not doing the rap anymore. You
heard it here first.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey-ho.